Chapter 13, Veteran Service Organizations and Grassroots Efforts. For many veterans, isolation stems from the loss of camaraderie, structure, and sense of purpose that military life once provided. While family and community support play vital roles in reintegration, veteran service organizations, VSOs, and grassroots efforts offer an additional, crucial layer of support. These organizations provide a structured way for veterans to reconnect, find purpose, and reestablish the bonds of brotherhood and sisterhood that they once had in the military. Organizations such as the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW, American Legion, AMVETS, and local nonprofits like Nautical Salute by Sean Hibbard offer a wide range of services, including mental health support, career guidance, peer networking, and social engagement opportunities. Additionally, these groups give veterans the chance to take on leadership roles, mentor younger service members, and actively contribute to their communities, helping them reclaim a sense of identity and purpose. This chapter will explore the importance of veteran service organizations and grassroots efforts, how they help veterans reconnect, and how leadership roles within these groups can empower veterans to reintegrate successfully into civilian life. The importance of veteran service organizations, VSOs. Veteran service organizations, VSOs, have existed for decades, offering support, advocacy, and social engagement for veterans across the country. While each organization has its own mission and services, they all share a common goal: to create a strong, united veteran community that ensures no veteran feels alone. These organizations fill critical gaps where government programs and VA services fall short, providing peer support, financial assistance, career resources, and advocacy for veterans' rights. Key Veteran Service Organizations. Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. Established in 1899, the VFW is one of the largest and most well-known veteran organizations in the United States. Open to veterans who served in foreign conflicts, wars, and combat zones. Provides community gatherings and peer networking events. Assistance with VA claims, disability benefits, and health care access. Emergency financial aid and scholarships for veterans and their families. Advocacy for pro-veteran policies at local, state, and national levels. Why it matters. The VFW helps veterans find brotherhood and support, preventing the isolation that often follows service. The American Legion. Founded in 1919, the American Legion is dedicated to veteran welfare, national security, and youth mentorship. Open to all honorably discharged veterans and active duty service members. Provides social events, volunteer opportunities, and recreational activities. Transition assistance for veterans returning to civilian life. PTSD support groups and mental health resources. Youth mentorship programs, including ROTC sponsorships and community service initiatives. Why it matters. Many veterans struggle to find meaningful community involvement after service. The American Legion offers a way to engage. AMVETS, American Veterans. Established in 1944, AMVETS serves veterans of all eras. Focuses on career placement, education benefits, and community service. Provides job placement services and educational scholarships. Advocacy for veteran rights and military families. Support for homeless veterans and substance abuse recovery. Community outreach programs, including food assistance and housing support. Why it matters. For veterans who struggle with employment or financial insecurity, AMVETS offers resources to regain stability and purpose. Nautical Salute by Sean Hibbard and other local veteran support nonprofits. Small grassroots efforts like Nautical Salute fill the gaps left by national organizations. Often founded by veterans for veterans, these groups focus on community building, alternative therapies, and hands-on support. Why it matters. Smaller organizations provide more personalized assistance, and often reach veterans who feel disconnected from larger groups. Examples of grassroots efforts. Nautical Salute by Sean Hibbard uses nautical-themed experiences and outdoor events to reconnect veterans. Veteran Fishing and Hunting Retreats provide a relaxed, structured environment for veterans to socialize and heal. Equine therapy programs and service dog organizations help veterans manage PTSD and emotional trauma. These organizations bridge the gap between military and civilian life, offering veterans a sense of belonging, connection, and purpose. How these organizations provide camaraderie and a structured way to reconnect. Many veterans feel isolated because they no longer have a team, a mission, or a structured environment to rely on. VSOs provide organized, low-pressure opportunities for veterans to gradually reintegrate into society. Ways VSOs combat isolation. Social gatherings and veteran networking events. Many VSOs host regular meetups, barbecues, and coffee gatherings where veterans can connect informally. Having a familiar, veteran-only space helps ease the anxiety of reintegration. Support groups and PTSD counseling. Peer-led support groups provide a judgment-free zone where veterans can openly discuss struggles with PTSD, depression, and reintegration. Trained counselors and fellow veterans offer guidance on mental health and personal growth. Mission-oriented community service. Many VSOs encourage veterans to engage in service projects, such as building homes for homeless veterans, volunteering at veteran food banks, mentoring younger service members. Why it matters. Giving back provides a renewed sense of purpose and camaraderie. Job placement and educational resources. Many organizations offer resume workshops, job training, and career mentorship. Veterans transitioning to civilian careers gain skills and professional connections. These structured activities provide a stepping stone for veterans who may feel overwhelmed by civilian life, giving them a clear path toward reintegration. How veterans can take leadership roles in these organizations to reclaim a sense of purpose. One of the best ways for veterans to overcome isolation is by taking on leadership roles within VSOs. Becoming a mentor, officer, or community organizer allows veterans to utilize their military skills, give back, and rebuild confidence. Ways veterans can get involved as leaders. Becoming a chapter leader or officer. Many VSOs elect veteran members to serve as local chapter leaders. Responsibilities include organizing events, managing finances, and leading initiatives. Why it matters. Veterans regain a sense of responsibility and teamwork similar to military leadership. Mentoring fellow veterans. Many organizations offer peer mentoring programs where experienced veterans guide younger service members. Why it matters. Mentorship restores the chain of command style relationships that many veterans miss. Coordinating events and fundraisers. Veterans can plan and execute events, such as charity runs or motorcycle rides, community cleanup days, military history talks for local schools. Why it matters. Leadership roles give veterans a tangible way to contribute. By taking active roles in these organizations, veterans regain a structured mission, a sense of belonging, and a leadership position that allows them to thrive. Grassroots. Veteran service organizations and grassroots efforts play a vital role in combating veteran isolation. Groups like the VFW, American Legion, AMVETS, and local nonprofits provide camaraderie, structured engagement, and leadership opportunities for veterans struggling to reintegrate. By joining, participating, and taking leadership roles, veterans can reclaim their sense of purpose and belonging. The military gave them a mission, and these organizations offer a new one, helping fellow veterans, strengthening communities, and ensuring that no service member feels alone.